Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, they'll help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and 10,000 plus recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. We got our man Eddie House, the NBA champion, joining us at the bottom of the hour, and then another riveting segment of Shop Talk. Rob, I got NBA wall to wall. And of course, the Phillies and Padres on, because I never miss the MLB playoffs. So I really do have it on. I'm watching it. Along with the basketball, the Knicks off to a nice start in Memphis there. Down 18-17 to the Grizzlies in Memphis. And the Nets starting to play a little better. It's getting sloppy up there in Brooklyn, but they're still down.
What's the score now?
20-8 Memphis. But they were up like 16 at one point. So Nets trying to get it together. But let's stick with the NBA, Rob. And Draymond Green, who we know had a wild preseason, when he punched, darn near sucker punched, his teammate Jordan Poole. The Warriors had no issues with that yesterday. Poole played fine. Didn't shoot particularly well, but looked good. He's a baller. 12 points off the bench in their victory over the Lakers. And Draymond only played about 25 minutes as they kind of get these young boys a lot of minutes when they can. But, you know, he was fine. And you saw no issues really last night in the ring ceremony or whatever. There was even a play where Draymond set a screen for Poole and, you know, people were highlighting that. So they seem to be fine. But, Rob, Draymond is putting out or has put out a documentary, a brief one, a 21-minute documentary.
21 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, that ran last night on TNT before the games. And, of course, right, the documentary, now, obviously, he had the deal before he got in the fight or he hit Jordan. It wasn't a fight before he hit Jordan Poole.
Right,
but a fight about is when 5 minutes of it. Yeah, and I mean, obviously, you had, if you were going to still do the documentary, you had to include the fight. And so 5 of the 21 minutes were spent on the fight. Rob G, you want to expound a little bit, kind of summarize the doc?
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of the doc was on the lead up to opening night, you know, their preseason games in Japan and media day and training camp. And obviously, you mentioned it, Chris, a big chunk of it was on the fight. And you'd have to watch it to really get the full context because it makes Draymond look like a tragic hero almost. I mean, the narrator's got the really ominous music and they're like, you know, it's 3 days post-exile for Draymond Green. It's like, bro, you got suspended. You got suspended.
Well, he didn't get suspended, but he walked he left the team.
And we'll just play a little clip of it. Here's Draymond Green discussing the incident and the fallout. Because recall on when he met with the media, Draymond said he watched the clip 15 times and he was hoping to move past it. Listen to what he says in the documentary.
Once I woke up to the video, I don't know if the dynamic necessarily changes or not, because you never really know people's opinions right away. So you get at a time, you know, you give it some time to allow people to throw their opinion out, which quite frankly, I don't care about people's opinion. And to be totally honest with you, I never really knew how much it blew up, because I don't spend much time like searching Instagram or looking through comments. I don't read many tweets at all. And so I was just at home chilling with my children. If you want me to be honest with you, I still don't know how much the world may think it blew up.
I first of all, I have a hard time believing he doesn't know how much it blew up. I get that he's not on social media like that, but you don't have to be on social media to know that it was a firestorm around you punching out a teammate. And so that's hard for me to believe. But Rob, look, I picked Golden State to win the championship, so obviously I think they'll be able to move past this. I think they have to a large degree. But I do have a problem, though, with Draymond doing this. And I get, like I said, he had already made the deal to do it before he hit Jordan Poole. But honestly, Rob, I thought he should have pulled out. I thought he should have said, look, it's not good for the team. I don't think this will derail him, but I think it doesn't look good for Draymond. I think it could impact the way people view him, because it comes off as selfish. It comes off like you are almost using this incident for your own benefit. And it just, he said in the press conference that he wanted to move past it, but here you are doing a documentary that drums it all up again.
Chris.
And Jordan Poole seems to be able to move on and keep it professional. But in his heart of hearts, you got to be kind of wondering, like, dude, why are you dealing with this stuff again? Bringing it up, like, I thought we were moving past this. So I just don't think it's a good look at all. And I think it's a bad decision by Draymond to do this.
And Chris, I think you're spot on. And here's my issue. Here's why I think Draymond will finally disrupt this team or derail them, whatever term you want to use, is because, Chris, here was your golden opportunity to show people that you were going to do something different. You just said it. Why are you reopening a wound and pouring salt in it? And then, again, your outside interests are bigger than the team's. He did it during the finals. They got away with it because they won. He didn't play great.
Right, right.
Why? Can you be a basketball player? All that stuff, Chris, is going to be available for you. Why now? If I'm Steph Curry and I'm some of these other guys, I'm like, really? Chris, you just said it. Why are you doing this again? We just went through this. Poole is supposed to feel good about this?
Right.
I just don't. I like, he's totally tone deaf, Chris. He doesn't have a feel for the room. I don't know. Draymond.
Well, I think Rob, is like he said. He doesn't care what other people think.
Nobody. He doesn't care apparently what anybody thinks.
Right. And look, I brought it up. It may have even been yesterday. Well, it was on TV. But you know the cliche, your greatest strength is often your greatest weakness. And that's a good strength to have when you're not, you don't really care about what other people think. You're not obsessed with other people's thoughts about you. And, you know, it doesn't hinder you or anything. But, Rob, there is a fine line between not being obsessed with people's thoughts or not letting that paralyze you and just being oblivious to what people think. Like, we all need to think, right? None of us lives in a vacuum.
You don't live in a world by yourself where you can totally discount what other people think, Chris, and their feelings.
Right.
It's a team. You know what? You're not playing tennis. It's a team. And it does matter. Steph Curry's getting older. Do you know what I mean? If you're that organization, and then what are you doing here to pull as far as going forward? It just, none of it makes any sense. You should be contrite. I'm not saying you need to change everything, but Chris, there's a healing process.
Yes. Yes.
Let it heal.
Yes.
He's pulled the scab off. Let it heal. You made a mistake. You're lucky that Poole is okay with it and was willing to forgive you and move past it. Don't rub it in his face. He took the scab off and put the sore in his face. That's what he did.
You're absolutely right, Rob. You are absolutely right. And I got to be honest. And look, I don't know what's going on in the organization as far as, you know, their leaders, Bob Myers, the GM, Steve Kerr, Clay, the leaders of the team. But, Rob, I know they talked with Draymond about the incident, but how'd you talk with him? Did you just talk? Did you just hear him out? Did you just say, Dre, you know, come on, man, you can't be doing it. Or somebody, Rob, there comes a time where you got to be like, look, man, this, you can't do this. Now, I don't know if they knew. I hope they knew about this.
I doubt it, Chris.
If they did know about it, I would hope they would have been like, Draymond, don't do it. Do not put this out, man. We get you in the media. We get you do your podcast. That's fine. You're going to have a career.
This is going to have an effect on the team.
Let it go. Jordan, you said it, Rob. Jordan's forgiven you.
Yep.
Jordan's being professional. He's moving on. Same with the rest of the team. You take the scab off.
Why are you taking the scab off when there's some healing going on? You just can't be that way. And that callous, Chris, about other people and their feelings and what to regurgitate that?
Right.
And that's the season just started. We got to relive it again. Just went through it.
That's what I mean, too, everybody, Draymond's been volatile. There's no doubt about it. But still, everybody has liked him for the most part, right? Barkley was volatile when he played, Charles Barkley, but everybody liked him, his personality. But this is the type of thing, Rob, that can make people think, man, dude's just selfish. Like, you know, this can make people look at you differently.
Chris, that's what I said, where he might have that media career, and I'm not saying like everything's going out the window, but then you start to look at him a little sideways and goes, is he really an okay guy? I mean, Like, he don't come off that way. And that gives people a reason not to like you.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I and it's not even about the team not being able to get past it, although it's real that you've reopened the wound now. And now the healing's got to restart maybe, or at least goes backwards a little bit. But it's just about the right thing to do. This was clearly not the right thing to do. And it's just a bad look all the way around for Draymond Green to do this. All right, but what do you think? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We want to get your calls in. We're ending this segment a tad early so we can hear from you. So give us a call. What do you think about Draymond doing a documentary on the preseason and obviously on punching Jordan Poole? Your turn to weigh in with the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-996-6369. What are your thoughts on Draymond doing a documentary, 21 minutes, and five of those minutes, which is a significant chunk, dealing with the fight or the punch that he threw at Jordan Poole? Your turn to weigh in.
And Chris, 1-0 Yankees over the Astros, bottom of the second, but Justin Verlander, 44 pitches through the first two innings.
Wow. Like,
he's already thrown 44 pitches, which
Not
is
good.
A ton, no doubt. Yeah. All right, let's kick it off with Mario in Wichita, Kansas. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mario?
What's up, fellas? What's happening?
How you?
What's up? All right, here we go. I'm going to try and make this quick. It really seems to me that Draymond is personifying the old adage. People show you who they are after they get their money. Man, here in Wichita, Kansas, had someone hit me like that on video, because we all know Draymond snuck that man, I couldn't go back to my neighborhood. In my neighborhood, I would have had to get Draymond. Now, check this out. I'm not alone.
But you're not alone. There were players who said, even Greg Jennings said, Chris, that didn't he say that he would
Most
Draymond would never feel comfortable, right?
Shannon
would never
Sharp
feel comfortable.
Said it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man, I'm just telling you guys, from Wichita, Kansas, there's no way he and I could ever be anywhere around each other. Now, it's one thing. I think it's a little bit ironic. I know that Poole was up for his contract again. But, man, look, just so happens, we going to go ahead and get your deal done. That young man got his money. I don't know a lot about him. I don't know where he's from and some more. But it's enough money to where him and his family are straight. So Poole is like, cool, I'm going to take this money. But I promise you, he got some fellas that's around him and some more. Just to the fact that we understand you can't, but, man, I'm going to get that cat. And Poole is sitting around talking about, no, y'all, no. But I promise you,
I think Poole's got to be professional.
I'm not promoting.
Right. Thanks,
this
Mario.
Ain't the
Thank
neighborhood,
you.
Though. Right. This is a professional work environment. And Poole's not going to put himself in jeopardy. Come on.
And he's not going to get his friends to beat up Draymond at some point or break his leg. I mean, it's just not going to happen. Dre in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Yeah, break his leg.
Right. Exactly. Right.
What's up, Dre?
What up?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Like I was telling Rob, man, I think y'all classifying this wrong. It's not even a scab yet. He basically stabbed that man. Now you're pouring lemon juice on it. You can't do that, dude. You haven't even begun to heal. You know what I'm saying? You know, and now you're going to try to profit off of it? Man, that's like cheating on your wife and then writing a book, How to Get Away with Cheating. You think she's going to be cool with that? No.
Right. No,
good analogy. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. It's totally wrong, dude. You don't do nothing like that, man. I think what it is, Draymond is starting to realize, and a lot of these cats are starting to understand that this game forgets more people than it remembers. And Draymond will be forgotten. In 20, 30 years, nobody's going to be speaking about Draymond.
He won't be forgotten. I mean, yeah, 20, 30 years, because he's not like that caliber of player.
Yeah, but he was a part of the team that's won four championships.
He's going to probably be a Hall of Famer, unless stuff like this derails him. So,
right, Chris, this could derail him.
He could have a career in TV after, unless he does something to derail that.
What I'm trying to say is, dude, when we talk about the Lakers, we talk about Magic and Kareem. People rarely mention James Worthy anymore. We remember how great he was, but in today's media, they don't talk about James Worthy like they talk about the other cats.
I get that. That's fair.
But I don't think Draymond's thinking about that. But I think Draymond, Rob, may be feeling like understanding his time with the Warriors is coming to an end. Maybe whether it's after this season, after next season. The young boys are coming up, and they're, you know, valuable to the team. They're obviously getting contracts.
They're getting contracts, and he hasn't gotten one. Like you,
yeah, and he's not really. You could have, right? He ain't getting it.
I mean, they could have easily said, "Draymond, you're with us for till the end of this run," and signed him, Chris. They could have done that, and they didn't do it.
I mean, they had an out in that they didn't sign Steph with 2 years left on his deal. So obviously, you're not going to sign anybody, but. Draymond's not playing well enough. His age, you know, it's just there's no way he's getting that deal. And he may understand that. But Rob, he's made a ton of money. This should not be upsetting him. Come on, man. And you might get money elsewhere. And you're doing all this right to set yourself up with a media deal.
Yeah, but you don't want to blow it. Right. Josh in Arizona, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Josh?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Yeah, I feel like Draymond, this is a desperate attempt for attention. I can't stand it. It's ridiculous. And I feel like the Warriors are petrified of Draymond. Like, they aren't doing anything. Like
They've never checked him.
You're right.
Josh.
If there was a time to check a guy, this is the time.
Yep.
Absolutely. They need to cut him.
Well, they ain't doing that.
I wouldn't cut him. But they need to check him. They should have. Look, Rob, we said they should have suspended him.
Yep. But they wanted him at the ring ceremony, so that's why they didn't suspend him. And then he goes and does the video, the documentary.
Right.
Lamont in California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Lamont?
Hey, what's up, Chris and Rob? How you guys doing, man?
Doing great.
How are you?
I'm doing well, man. I just wanted to say, man, I think it was real. It was real corny of Draymond. I didn't know. I wasn't aware of the fact that he had a documentary coming out when all this happened. But the fact now that it's come out that he's got a documentary really makes it seem like that he punched Jordan Poole on purpose. You know what I mean? To kind of get his Jordan-esque moment, how Jordan punched Steve Kerr in the last dance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think so. But Rob, when you do stuff like this, you do open up to that yourself up to that type of speculation. I don't think he did it for the documentary,
but didn't have one coming out and all that, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
and I shouldn't say I think he did it for the documentary. I think it definitely was in the back of his head, like, oh, this will be a good what am I trying to say?
See, it'd be it a good be scene a good, for the documentary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, people to watch it. Right, yeah. Right, right. Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Lamont.
We got Eddie House, NBA champion, coming up in a moment. We'll, of course, ask him about this. But first,
this is Steve Covino
and Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right. Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
He's an NBA champion, 3-point sharpshooter, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, Eddie House. Eddie, what's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? Hey, Chris.
Who on the ones and twos? Because when you saying hit it, man, you know, James Brown was fining people for that. Remember, he turned around and took the five.
I know. And that's DJ Alex Tyser, who usually on point. The vegan.
Alex, remember
this.
Alex, remember
some,
when we played the game?
They're ripping you.
Chris is ripping you, Alex.
Eddie, look, Rob and I were just talking, and obviously you know about the Draymond situation with Jordan Poole, but Draymond also yesterday released a 21-minute documentary on his preseason leading up to this year. Now, obviously he had the deal before he punched Jordan Poole. It talked about them playing in Japan, talked about training camp, things like that. But 5 minutes of it was dedicated to the incident with Jordan Poole. And Rob and I just thought, honestly, that it was a terrible decision by Draymond. If the healing began, that this kind of just pulled the scab off the wound. And it just looked selfish, and it looked like he was almost trying to profit from the situation. What are your thoughts on it? We didn't like it.
I didn't get a chance to see that and didn't really know about that went on. But the way they played last night, obviously that has already been out before last night's game. It looked like it's
well, it came out with Rob G. I think it was released in the pregame on TNT. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm quite sure that the other guys knew that was going on. I don't think that blindsided anybody. The other thing is, Draymond is starting to be lightweight a media genius, because what he's doing is covering himself in controversy, and, you know, controversy sells. We're talking about it right now. We're not talking about how well that team played, how good that team looked last night. We're talking about Draymond's documentary that he dedicated 5 minutes to something that happened. So I think he's understanding what's driving, and he's seeing that his career is on the back end of things. And what do you do to extend or create a new lane for yourself, which he already has? How do you make sure that it's hot? You do things like this. Am I a fan of that type of stuff? No, I'm not. I'm more, straight, narrow, not like a guy that's going to be, I don't want to be a sticky or a gimmicky kind of guy. You know, I don't want to get put on for that, for those type of reasons, or all the wrong reasons. I want to get put on for the right reasons. So, yeah, I ain't with that. But at the same time, it ain't affecting them. They're going to go out there and ball out, and I still got them as the favorites to win it all this year.
What about the Lakers? You got a chance to see them.
Wow, why are we talking about them? What?
Well,
why
reason
we
talk
about
the Cowboys?
Same reason we talk about the Cowboys, who haven't won a championship in 26 years. Same reason.
But
right.
The Cowboys got a good record, though, and they
no,
had a
but we've been talking about
quarterback,
this
with a backup
year.
Quarterback
in general.
Yes,
I'm talking
hear,
about the Lakers
you, Eddie,
right now.
Eddie. Here's what I say:
we need to know your take.
Let me say this. Let me say this real quick. The Lakers trash. Dookie. The Lakers are dookie, man. They,
wow.
That's straight boo-boo. Hey, boo-boo over rising. No, nobody want that on their
well,
plate.
Wait a minute. I'm just questioning. Is there corn in it as well? Is it that bad?
God. I'm right.
No, I mean, it might be
to take
corn.
It there.
Hey, some people don't like corn, so they're going to serve it with corn and without, whichever one you like, but it's still boo-boo over rice.
Well, hey, we agree with you. Obviously, they looked horrible, and I thought Golden State toyed with them. Like, wasn't the least bit concerned with losing to the Lakers.
Right.
But Russ, as it's already started, Eddie, you know that he, and I'm not saying he played exceptionally well or, you know, I'm not, he obviously has his flaws and he doesn't fit with that team, but he is already being made the scapegoat. And all I'm saying is it ain't just Russ. Like,
no.
Do you agree with that, or is it all on him like some people are pointing out?
No, they crazy. If they think it's all on Russ, he ain't the only one that don't fit with that team. I think LeBron hinted to it after the game. He said, maybe it's a reason why we got a lot of good looks. We just didn't knock
them.
And then he had to say, maybe it's a reason why we getting wide. Yeah, that's a real – he's talking real hoop talk right there.
Right.
And it is a reason why you getting all them open looks. You know, it is a reason why they leave, because you with us, because we don't believe in you. You need more people. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the way it goes. So – Yeah, no, it's more than Russ. It's not just Russ, and it's not Darvin Ham. It's not the coaching staff. It is the personnel. They are just not in today's NBA. You need to be, especially if you're going to come down and play the Warriors, you need to be able to at least have guys that can stretch the floor, that can knock down threes and do it consistently and also defend, you know. And if, like, I don't even think the Lakers defend that good. You know,
no,
as if,
I
mean, I don't think there's nothing out there that I could grab besides, you know what, let's just do this. From here on out, let's not talk about the Lakers and what they're going to do this season. Let's just, for the one time in a team sport game, let's talk about an individual, LeBron James, and what
he's going to
do.
No, J.J. Redick.
Get out of here. Everybody else wants to hear about it. Let's talk about
J.J.
the LeBron
Redick.
James
We're not doing that.
It.
No. Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's the only storyline to have. Otherwise, we're talking about something that's like,
right,
why are we
now,
talking about?
Though, right now, a storyline. Look, they got LeBron. And they got Anthony Davis.
That ain't enough. Come on, man. That ain't enough.
But it should be enough to make you decent. Now, and that let's go to AD. What is going
on? That's not enough.
And LeBron's 30, about to be 38. So we know, we understand he's up there. With AD, what is going on with him? Is it today's NBA that he's kind of that twin? Now, obviously, he's still an all-star caliber player. But he's not dominating, Eddie, like he's supposed to. Like a guy of his stature is supposed to. Is that a reflection of today's NBA? He's not a great shooter. He's not like an overwhelmingly dominant big man. So he's kind of in betwixt and between. Is that fair?
No, I think what's fair to say is this, Chris, is that we see what he could be if he was that. But he's showing us what he is over the years. He's injury prone. He hasn't played more than 65, 70 games ever. And is he that guy? When you need him to be that guy, can he be that guy? And in spurts, yeah. So then we get enamored with those spurts like, man, look at his measurables. Look at what he can do. Remember, he used to be a guard. Then he has this growth spurt. So he knows how to handle the ball. He can shoot the ball. We get enamored with that and his potential, where we want him to be. And it's just not there. It's just not there. And I think that people got to, like, come to a realization. How many years he's been in the league? He's been in the league. He is what he is. You know, it's just the way it goes. You're not going to all of a sudden, in your eighth, ninth year in the league, all of a sudden become this fantastic guy. Most of the time that happens in the fourth, fifth year. And you see it early on. You see it early on like, ooh, they got a shot. That dude has a chance to be special. Look at Giannis. He's continuing to ascend. Look at what other guys are doing. Joker continuing to ascend. Joel Embiid had all the injury issues that Anthony Davis had too, didn't he? Continuing to ascend. And so that's the thing. You got a guy that it looks like he's hit his ceiling. You know, I mean, I hate to say that, but at the same time, we got to call it how we see it and be real about this and not try to put our feelings in this and say, oh, I want him. I want to be right so bad about this guy because I said this bad. Nah, it just looked like he's not the guy. And if he was the guy, he would already took the reins over and LeBron wouldn't have to go out there and average 30 last year.
Of all teams this coming up this season, who should we look at? What's the team that we should focus in on this season? Pay attention.
And you know what? You guys probably going to think that I'm a homer with this one, right?
You're going to think Suns? I'm a homer
But the Boston Celtics, no, Phoenix Suns, no, man, stop it. The Boston Celtics.
Their window's closed, right, Phoenix?
Yeah, but then I'm going to tell you the other team, though. I really like Cleveland. I think Cleveland's going to make a lot of noise. I think Spider Mitchell puts them over the hump as a team that's going to start knocking on the door. Like, they're knocking on the door and they're pushing, and pretty soon they're going to be kicking, and then pretty soon they're going to try to kick down that door. They got a lot of young talent over there. I really like J.B. Bickerstaff over there, the coach. When you have a young coach and the players believe in that, Donovan Mitchell was a piece that they were missing last year, a guy that can score consistently. And so I think Cleveland's going to make a lot of noise. But I know we all know that Boston's going to – but I'm telling you, the big pickup for Boston was the Malcolm Brogdon pickup. He plays at a pace. He's not sped up. He makes the right decision. Turnovers was a big key for them in the finals last year. He's a guy that can negate that because he is a great ball handler, great decision maker, never sped up. I mean, watch out for the Boston Celtics this year. But, I mean, I think that the East is one of the – the East is a new gauntlet. It used to be the West. The East is the gauntlet now. We remember how the East was like, we know that Cleveland's going to be there. It's kind of almost like right. Golden State. We know Golden State is going to be there. Golden State's going right. to be there. You know?
That is our man, Eddie House. Of course, we'll have him every Wednesday here during hoop season.
Hey, Eddie, real quick.
Yo.
Phillies or Padres, Yankees or Astros, real quick.
I got the Padres. I got the Padres doing it. And I got the Padres getting all the way and actually winning. I think they have a deeper. I think they really do have a really good baseball team, top to bottom. They got hitters throughout that lineup, but then their pitching staff is good. But then they got a deep bullpen, and the bullpen is super important. The Astros and the Yankees, I'm going to go with the Astros. I'm going to lean on Dusty Baker and those guys over there. Altuve can't be as cold as he's been in these playoffs so far. He's going to heat up.
He's 0-17, Chris.
Altuve. I know. It's crazy. But I think he's going to heat up, and then that's going to be the difference
right.
maker. So we're looking at a Padres-Astros.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate
that
you.
Is our man, Eddie House. We appreciate you, brother.
Take care, man.
Yep. It's the iCouple. Shop Talk is next. Keep it locked. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
It's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards to cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem. Rewards terms do apply. It's time, folks, for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio segment. We discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. This week's topic comes to us courtesy of our friends at McDonald's. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but they have something they're referring to vaguely as the Adult Happy Meal, which is designed to give customers a little bit of nostalgia when they're going to the Golden Arches. And
Rob,
it's called the
say anything to get yourself in trouble.
It's called the Cactus Plant Flea Market Box, and it's basically sold out wherever McDonald's you go to. And part of the box includes a toy, a little piece of memorabilia, limited edition. You know, you got Grimace, the Hamburglar, this guy Birdie, a bunch of different things, right? Well, because of the climate we live in today, there are people who are buying up these adult Happy Meals, taking the toys out unopened and putting them up on eBay, where people are asking for as much as $25,000 for one toy or $300,000 for the complete set.
That's ridiculous.
So quickly, your thoughts on that little nugget. And number two, your thoughts on collecting memorabilia. Did you do it? Do you still do it? How much would you pay if you were collecting some? Chris.
First of all, it's lunacy. $25,000 for a little toy Hamburglar or something. I mean, it's ridiculous. I did collect, I think I said it on the show before, I used to collect when I was a kid, beer cans. And I had some
that's
great
real
ones.
Good for an 8-year-old, right? Collecting.
No, I mean, it was great. I had the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Steel Curtain, one of their championship ones. I had the Cincinnati Reds, the Big Red Machine. Had a few, you know, just special beer cans. I think they're still at my parents' house down in the basement. But I had a decent little collection. And then, Rob, of course, I think almost everybody, guys at least, little boys, collected trading cards.
Right.
So I had basketball, football, and baseball was, of course, the biggest trading cards. But, Rob, you know, I was a little kid. We didn't know anything about the value of them at the time.
No,
because
it wasn't that
we
kind
played
of money.
Little games right. with them, and they were all destroyed.
They were the
on
spokes
the
of all bikes. You remember right. that? You put them right. on your bike.
So once I got a little older and realized how valuable they could have been, I mean, I had Willie Mays. I had some great cards, but, you know, they were all chewed up. So, but, yeah, that was the extent of my collecting things.
Yeah, I think it's all gone bonkers. People are just so ridiculous. A McDonald's box or Happy Meal and selling the toys. It's just unbelievable where we are. I don't collect anything currently.
Did you collect things as a kid?
But I did, yeah. I had comic books, baseball cards, you know, the traditional stuff.
Right.
That was it. Rob G., what about you?
I used to collect trading cards back in the day.
Did you keep them in good shape?
Yeah, I had them in, like, those plastic sleeves that you know, a little binder of them. Yep. And eventually I just, you know, it was just too much, and it started to become pretty expensive. When you know, when you're 10 years old, you don't have a ton of money to go buy new cards, you know.
No.
So and did you end up selling them?
No.
Did your mother clean out the attic?
No.
I
only a couple of them had any real value. I had some Kobe rookie cards that probably now might be worth like $50, you know, whatever. But I ended up giving it to my nephew. So he's collecting cards now, and he's really into it. And I don't know if he actually kept the cards I gave him, but he has them.
You guys might remember some guys, Rob, they used to buy like the whole set of that year's cards before the season. You know, remember that? They used to sell like a whole box. I used to kind of feel like that was cheating. Because it was like you buy your pack of cards with the bubble gum in it, and you can't wait to see who you got. Right.
It was a whole game on trying to see. I will say this real quick, and then Alex, we want to hear from you. I do have one little item that I'm holding on to, and I'll probably give it to my nephew's son, but I have a G.I. Joe with Kung Fu grip and lifelike hair, Chris. That's in the original
box. Lifelike hair?
Yeah.
Nappy hair? Is that what that means?
Yes, that's what lifelike hair. Alex, what about you? You collecting anything?
So now actually I do something called breaking. I don't know if you guys heard about it, but when COVID popped off, there's people who...
Breakdancing?
Well, you're funny. No, basically like where you stream online and you open up cards for people. So that's like a thing I do on the side here. So
you
I
open
actually...
up like greeting cards?
No, like actually collectible trading cards, like TCG stuff. So sports cards, anime cards, Pokemon, Digimon, Yu-Gi-Oh, any of that stuff. I do that too. So I actually love it. I think it's great. I just am kind of blown away by this with the collecting with McDonald's.
You've
kind of
lost
crazy.
Me. I didn't understand.
Really?
The word you say?
Yeah, I rip open trading cards.
And I just don't know that because of you. All right, we got an hour left of the Odd Couple. You know what to do. Lock it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.